This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, it's the Sparky Pfeiffer, 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out. This broadcast from the Wendy's studio. So forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. That's right. To take advantage after each Milwaukee Bucks victory, within 24 hours of participating with Scott's and Wendy's, get yourself a free chocolate or vanilla frosty. Joining us now from NFL.com, a senior draft analyst, he is Chad Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at Chad_Ryder. I will start off this way. And ask you, where does the value change, in the first round of this draft? The Packers are at 15. How far back could they trade to get similar value as 15, do you think?
Usually that's in the 23 to 26 area, I would say. You can go back, you know, quite a bit. And it'll be interesting to see if a team is interested in a quarterback. Let's just say Will Levis from Kentucky falls, out of the top 12, 13, are teams like the Vikings going to be calling the Packers and have interest in moving up into that part of the draft? So, yeah, there's some chances for them to move back. And I think, 10, 11 spots, you're still going to get, a very good wide receiver, maybe one of the top tight ends, and offensive linemen if they decide to go that way.
A couple of players I have interest in getting your thoughts on, because two guys that I've always thought were going to be second-round picks that now I'm seeing people talking about possibly to the Packers pick. Washington, the tight end out of Georgia. Hyatt, the wide receiver out of Tennessee. I consider them both reaches at 15. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Washington is a late first into the top 50 kind of guy. He's sort of like Martellus Bennett when he joined the Cowboys, and he was a late second-round pick. So I think that's kind of where his value is. I could see them taking him in the second round.
Right.
Especially if, now that the Jets have a couple of second round picks after the trade of Elijah Moore, does that factor into the Aaron Rodgers deal? Maybe the Packers get those two second round picks instead of a first round pick. That could happen. So that would be a better pick there. Jalin Hyatt, I think, will be picked in the first round. He sort of reminds me, and I've had him in the first round for a while, because he just kind of reminds me of a Will Fuller. Or one of these guys.
I ain't taking Will Fuller at 15, man. He is not worth taking at 15.
Not at 15.
Thank you.
God. Later in the first.
Thank you. I saw the Will Fuller comp too, and I was like, "Come on, man."
No. The only receivers that Green Bay should be looking at 15 are Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Jordan Addison. Those would be the only two. Otherwise, you got Michael Mayer. And you've got Dalton Kincaid at tight end, our potential picks there. So those would be the four pass catchers that I would see them taking at 15.
But because of how deep tight end is, and the more tight ends you hear, it would make sense, especially if they get the two Jets picks in the second round, to just wait on tight end to the second round. You'd get maybe Washington or Laporta out of Iowa, or Musgrave if he were to fall from Oregon State. One of those guys very well is going to fall probably to that range of where they would be in the second round if they don't take one at 15, right?
If they get one of those Jets picks, or even at 45, one of those guys could be available as well. But, the thing is, a guy like Michael Mayer, who may be the Packers pick in my upcoming mock draft here in the next, the thing with him is he's such a two-way player. And if you want Jordan Love to have a strong running game, they used that second-round pick on A.J. Dillon. You might as well use that guy, give him the ball 10, 15 times a game. Get Mayer in there to be a legitimate blocker and then an excellent receiver. And I just think, you know, that's a two-way guy that I could see them taking at 15. But like you said, if they wait, if they have the Jets picks or if their own pick and they want to get one of the guys you mentioned, you know, totally fine too. I think receiver in the first and tight end in the second makes a lot of sense.
Jed Reiter's mock draft. Go to NFL.com to check that out. Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network, obviously, NFL.com. His latest mock draft had Paris Johnson, the tackle from Ohio State, falling all the way to the Packers at 15. And originally, I didn't think that would be even possible. But if that or something like that were to happen, would they have to take him?
Yes. I think that would be the smart move. Because as we were just talking about receivers, tight ends, you can get those if you don't get that first-round pick from the Jets. If you get the first-round pick from the Jets, and I may have, you know, again, a little teaser for my mock draft coming up. I may have projected that, and I may have them taking Paris Johnson at 13 at that pick, because what I see him at is basically the first round version of Elgin Jenkins, where you can play him inside, play him outside, play him on the right side, play him on the left side, and he's such a tough blocker. Just reminds me a lot of Jenkins, and I think he would be a great pick for them if he falls to 15, or if the Jets give the Packers the 13th pick for Aaron Rodgers.
Because I look at it as this is probably Bakhtiari's final year, would be my guess. They're going to need a replacement for Bakhtiari on the left side. So if you think that replacement could be taken here at 15, or if they get pick 13 from the Jets, then I think you probably take advantage of that opportunity. And in the meantime, he can play at right tackle or wherever you want to play him this year until he moves there when you decide to move on from Bakhtiari.
That's right. Or he's so good at right tackle and, you know, next year they find another option at left tackle.
Sure. I mean, depending on your record.
Again,
and stuff,
with Love. Right. With Love or whoever the quarterback's going to be in the future, you want the best line you could possibly get.
Yep.
And it's, you know, been a little while since they've picked an offensive lineman in the first round. But I think, you know, in this particular case, because the tackles are not seen as elite this year, they may fall into that 10 to 13 area. And that's where you get a guy like Johnson available to you.
Let's talk about the safety position that they desperately need. Branch from Alabama was a guy that everybody loves because he doesn't miss tackles, and a sure tackler, didn't run fast at the combine, 4.56, something like that, I think it was. Is there any chance you're taking a safety at 13 or 15?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's a late first, early second round guy. You know, I think in the second, really this year's safety class is kind of down. So I would expect more of a third round pick for the Packers, kind of when they took Morgan Burnett years ago. I think you've got Sidney Brown from Illinois. You got Jordan Battle from Alabama. You got a lot better value in the third round. A guy who's going to come in and start for you right away, but you don't have to use one of your first couple picks on that. Potentially, again, if they end up with more second round picks, you could see them taking Antonio Johnson out of Texas A&M.
Yep, you've had him mock there
Skinner
before to the
Boise,
Packers.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, so he could. They could fit into that realm in the second round, too. But third round might be even the best value maybe for that position this year.
Talking with Jed Reiter, of course, NFL.com senior draft analyst. Go check out his mock draft at NFL.com. The other position that I guess I'm kind of intrigued by seeing what they're going to do is that edge rusher position. I think if you took a poll of Packer fans, I think edge rusher would probably be the position a lot of people would vote to draft at 15. Thoughts there as far as what might be there at 15?
You could get a Nolan Smith from Georgia maybe there.
They like they Georgia.
Love Lucas Van Ness if you like Lucas Van Ness and the potential he has coming out of Iowa, you could use that. But I think this year, unless there's a great value available for them, my guess is that they'll wait until a little bit later to hit that spot. I think you got to see what Kingsley and Abares got for you. You know, he was like a fifth round pick who should have been a third round pick, in my opinion. And I think you can maybe wait on that a little bit this year and take advantage of that and value at that position rather than really, taking a guy early. I can't blame them if they love Smith though. I mean, he's really a good player. So I think I'll have Pittsburgh taking him at 17 or maybe Tampa Bay at 19, something like that. So he's right in that general area.
We talk about the Wisconsin Badgers. They just had their pro day. And one of the names, obviously, that guys want to talk about, or at least I want to talk about, is Keanu Benton. Where do you think he falls? Second round, third round, somewhere in that area?
Yeah, I mean, late. I think he's in that just after top 50 somewhere in that area. I think, you know, right now I probably have him going in the third, like the very early third with him and Joe Tippmann in that late second, early third. But both those guys could end up going higher. It just depends on, I want to hear about how Tippmann performed yesterday, what teams thought of that. And Benton is one of those guys that we like to push up in the pre-draft process a little bit. If you remember, like, Travis Jones out of UConn, everybody thought, oh, he's going to be, you know, a mid-second round pick. Well, he went, like, fourth. But I don't think Benton's going to go that far. But I just think in that mid-second to early third is kind of that area, that tier of talent where those two guys are. So, you know, but it only takes one team to really love them, right, to take them, you know, if the Chiefs, let's say the Chiefs love Benton and they need somebody, they want somebody at that position, maybe they take him a little earlier than people think. But my sweet spot's that 50 to 70 area for those two guys.
How tempted would you be to take Robinson, the running back, out of Texas at 15 if you're the Packers, knowing that, like Bakhtiari, Aaron Jones may be playing his last season upcoming?
Well, I tell you what, if Bijan's still there at 15, I would be fielding phone calls from a bunch of different teams that would want him, Dallas being the number one
sure.
team on my list. So I think I would be looking to go that way. I love that guy. I think he honestly is probably going to go top 10. So I don't expect him to
be
available.
He goes to Philly. Woof.
Yeah, I projected him going to Philly, you know, months ago.
Yep.
And I think that would be a great spot for him. I think the Bears are looking at Bijan. The Falcons might look at him. You know what? It wouldn't shock me if Arizona picked him. If they traded down out of 3 to 4 or another spot. So I think Robinson is just one of those talents that doesn't get out of the top 10. And certainly if he does, like the Patriots at 14, I would think would pick a guy like that based on talent. So I don't expect it, but I would think Packers would be getting a lot. They might be getting phone calls anyway at 15. That's not a spot where a lot of trades happen at 15 because he's kind of in the middle of like the top 10 is done. And a lot of the guys are the same value sort of in the middle of the first round. So you don't see a lot of trades at 15, but, you know, certainly possible.
How far do you think Jalen Carter falls, the defensive tackle out of Georgia that many consider the best player in the draft?
Well, 5 or 6 to Seattle or Detroit. He's now that they've got the legal situation kind of figured out, he's just too talented to fall much further than that.
Quarterbacks. Line them up for me, these top four that everybody is sitting here debating. I think Levis is last for many people, or Richardson, yeah. One of those two. How would you stack up these four? And I'm asking for a selfish standpoint because I'm a Colts fan too. Depending on who is there, are you automatically picking a quarterback or would you be willing to wait another year and get one of them next year?
No, I think if you think about what Shane Steichen did with Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, you would love to see Anthony Richardson in a Colts uniform. And because I think he could be the best out of the whole group. In 2 years from now, that's what we might be saying. So I think Richardson goes to the Colts. I think they may trade with Arizona to make sure that he becomes a
right.
Colt. Get to that three spot. So I think Stroud is a great fit in Carolina, very much what Frank Reich likes in his quarterbacks. That makes a ton of sense. I think Houston would love Bryce Young just in terms of his, you know, pure leadership, ability to escape the pocket and make some really nice throws. He doesn't have a cannon arm, but he really is an accurate quarterback on the run and is able to make plays, and I think they would love to see that. But I wouldn't blame either of those two for taking Richardson either. I think he's very underrated with his movement within the pocket and his ability to make very nice throws and very tight windows throws in a run. And he has some high misses and you got to work on that and on his placement. But I think in terms of a playmaker, he's going to be outstanding. And Levis is kind of that guy. I think that's that Josh Rosen, Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler is the comp for me for him. And so like that 10, 11, 12 area, I wouldn't be shocked to see the Vikings go up and get him. And I think he's, and then you got to throw in Hendon Hooker from Tennessee, who's very, very possibly could be a first round despite the ACL, despite the age, all that stuff. You could see somebody moving into the back end of the first round to get him too, or he might be a second round pick. So there's five guys there that I think teams will be concentrating on. If I'm the Colts, I 100% get Richardson and roll with him and see what he can become.
I really want CJ Stroud, but it's not going to happen. So it is what it is.
Probably not.
He is Chad Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at Chad_Ryder. Go to NFL.com. Check out his mock drafts starting today and leading all the way up to the NFL draft. You already did. Didn't you already do like a 7-round mock draft already?
No, 3 rounds.
Three round mock draft.
I've got 3 rounds. Yeah, I have a 2 4-rounds coming up, and then the 7th comes right before the draft.
That's the one that I always like looking at, 7 rounds. Anybody that can come up with 7 rounds of guys, that's amazing to me. Follow him on Twitter again, Chad_Ryder. Chad, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sparky.